Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first episode of our podcast about the work underway to improve the representation and support of NHS Community Pharmacy. I am Elwood Nick, Communications Consultant for the Review Steering Group, or RSG for short, and I'm going to be interviewing James Wood, Secretary to the RSG, about its work. We are recording this short podcast to bring you up to speed on the work of the RSG, so that you can be part of this journey to improve contractor representation and support. Please don't worry if you have not been part of the conversation up until now. It really isn't too late. You can still get involved. We want to engage with as many contractors as possible to ensure that your voice is heard when decisions are being made about what local and national representative bodies should look like in the future. The decisions being taken now will impact your work, so please listen on to find out more. In this podcast, we will look at the background to the work of the RSG, why it matters to you, what the RSG has done so far, what will happen next, and how you can get involved and be part of the process. So James, please, can you recap and explain what the work of the RSG is all about?
Thanks, Mel, and hi everyone. Our listeners, I'm James Wood, and I'm Secretary to the Review Steering Group, the RSG. So in summary, Professor Wright's review carried out extensive research across the sector and highlighted a number of areas for improvement, both across the national level at PSNC and the local level in LPCs. Professor Wright included 33 recommendations in his final report, and the review steering group, the RSG, has been tasked with assessing these ideas, then coming up with options for future representation models to address the issues that he identified. Some of these recommendations included a whole number of areas. First one, reducing the difference across LPCs in terms of activities performed and their efficiency. Ensuring that levy funds, so your money that is invested in the system of representation and support, are used equitably across all contractors and are focused on representation activities. Improving PSNC performance with respect to negotiation outcomes. Appropriately resourcing PSNC to enable staff to better support those negotiations and support LPCs. Reduce or eliminate duplication of effort between PSNC and LPCs. And finally, to support meeting the demand for some central support services, for example, human resources and finance, that would support the whole system of representation and support, both at a local and a national level.
Thanks, James. And so can you tell me, why does this matter to pharmacy owners?
Well, pharmacy owners, like you listening, receive a wide range of important services and support from LPCs and from PSNC. And pharmacy owners pay for that support, approximately £11.3 million a year in England, for both representation and support at a local and a national level. PSNC represents pharmacies in national negotiations on pharmacy funding and services, and provides guidance to help pharmacies provide at those NHS services. And of course, LPCs handle negotiations on local services, also providing support for contractors. So there's no doubt that these are critical roles, and the monies that contractors pay for them is important, therefore, that LPCs and PSNCs are both working as effectively as possible. And this will mean the best support for contractors, as well as better outcomes on pharmacy funding and services. So that's the reason we want you to get engaged with the work of the RSG now, because ultimately you will make the decision on the future of your local and national representative bodies. At the end of the year or early next year, you will be voting on proposals that the RSG puts forward on the vision for future and future national and local representative bodies. This is why we would like you to have your say now on these proposals as they develop and be part of the process to help shape potential models that contractors will vote on.
And where are we now in the review process?
Well, since adopting its terms of reference and launching a website at the start of the year in January 2021, the RSG has been focused on initial engagement with the pharmacy sector and has held a number of events for both contractors and LPCs. It's set up regular channels of communication with contractor trade associations, so AIM, CCA and MPA, as well as established a contractor forum. The online contractor forum acts as a source of expertise and a sounding board for some initial ideas and proposals for the RSG. And you can still join this group as a contractor by emailing review@pharmacy-review.org. In mid-March, we appointed the Barclay Partnership as the RSG's programme management advisors, and they've helped work with us as the RSG to set up a series of principles to govern the work of the RSG, produce a work plan and a high-level roadmap and timeline. We consulted on the work plan and high-level timeline, and contractors' views have been incorporated for the RSG's work going forward. And a good example of that is that you gave us feedback on the format of the engagement events, and we listened and incorporated this when designing our recent focus group meetings to make sure that they were more accessible and inclusive for people during the day, as well as options to attend evening meetings and at lunchtime. You also fed back on the timings about the contractor vote, telling us not to hold this near the very busy Christmas period and the rush in the lead up to Christmas. And we're listening to your feedback and taking this on board, and we'll continue to listen. The RSG, following your feedback at engagement events, has agreed its overarched design principles. And these will be really important to guide thoughts to help decision making and make sure that everyone is aligned on the right outcomes, understands their role, and the decision making and governance framework is clear as part of this change programme. And just to give you an example of a couple of these include the total annual cost to contractors, the levy that you pay across the entire network for NHS community pharmacy representation and support will not increase. That contractors across the network should pay an equitable levy for the same level of representation and support, regardless of where they are in England. So the RSG is now at a stage of developing options for models of future contractor representation and support. Firstly, the RSG is looking at what the potential roles of the national representative organisation and the local representation organisation should be, and using your feedback from the recent LPC and contractor focus groups to further shape this up. They're also looking at what central activities can support both the national and the local roles. And once we're clear on the roles, what they should entail, the RSG can work out the best structures that will deliver them. And this is not about local or national in isolation. The RSG is looking at this as a whole ecosystem of representation and support, the whole system, whether it's at a local or national or a central level. Next, we'll be looking at the voting process for contractors, which will determine what changes are implemented. The RSG will be putting forward options of models of how to improve contractor representation and support, and community pharmacy contractors will be voting either to accept or reject them. So we need to look at how this contractor voting system will work later in the year and how contractors will receive the information they need to vote.
Thank you, James. Can you tell me a little bit more about the potential roles of the national organisation going forwards?
Yes, of course, Mel. So from feedback, we know that we need a strengthened national representative body for community pharmacy contractors to negotiate with Department of Health and Social Care and across government, the NHS, and manage the national contractual arrangements. We know that this national body needs to represent all contractors and be a strong body. To ensure that this national body is strong and fit for purpose, could, for example, have some new elements, such as a new policy unit to carry out more research, analysis, and advocacy for sector to use as a vision for community pharmacy in the NHS and use during contractual negotiations. The national body could also have a highly skilled and trained negotiating team with access to external experts to improve to deliver improved negotiation outcomes based on a well-developed negotiating strategy. So that the voice of community pharmacy is heard, the national body could also have a strengthened communication function to improve how community pharmacy is represented in the media. And in addition, it could have a central support function for contractors at a local level. So for the local organisations, such as LPCs, to have access to communications resources, human resources, finance and budgeting, service development and evaluation. From feedback from the recently held focus groups, we know that contractors want a well-resourced national organisation to better support local pharmacy representatives and give them improved access to resource and expertise.
What about the local representative bodies? What could their potential roles be?
Well, I think I can say that everyone, the RSG in the sector, wants to see strong local representative bodies who can represent community pharmacies locally with the NHS and local government, develop and influence local relationships, negotiate local contracts and services with local healthcare systems, and provide and support to contractors at a local level. So some of the main functions of future local representative bodies could be to really represent the community pharmacy voice locally within relevant healthcare and local government organisations and systems, work with the national body to inform the national negotiation through provision of, you know, really rich and important local insight to that national body. Provide information and briefings to contractors on matters relating to specific local commissioning of NHS services or other elements of local public health services that are commissioned by local government, for example. To provide support and facilitate integration at a primary care network level. And to engage with local media to support the voice for local community pharmacy as needed, perhaps drawing on the central resources I talked about earlier. And finally, respond to local consultations that might be asked of community pharmacy by integrated care systems and health and wellbeing boards on behalf of local contractors, and potentially also feed into some of the national consultations via the national body working together.
Thanks, James. I can see how these potential roles would lead to the more effective operation of both local and national representative bodies, so that we reduce duplication between them and ensure that everyone is working on activities that best support contractors. I can also see how there would be more standardisation, so consistency in representation and support services for contractors across the country. Another question, how will the new structures be financed?
Good question, Mel. And of course, an overriding principle of the review steering group, which was lifted from a theme of the Right Review, is to deliver best value to contractors. And of course, that was really at the heart of the review. And as mentioned earlier, I wanted to stress this again. One of the design principles guiding the RSG's work, as it puts together a proposed model for contractors to vote upon, is that contractors across the network should pay an equitable levy for the same level as representation and support. Another principle states that the ongoing annual cost to contractors across the entire network should not increase as a result of this programme. These principles will continue to be taken into account as we work collaboratively over the rest of the summer to design the new models for local and national representation and support.
And what will happen next?
Well, we've just held 10 focus groups with contractors and LPCs on the potential role of national, local, central organisations. And we are going through all this valuable feedback to incorporate it into potential future models of these organisations. And for those of you who are unable to attend these meetings, we know how busy you are, you still have a chance to have your say. We continue to consult over this over the next few weeks. And to get involved and have your say, please visit the RSG website and answer the questions in the consultation document.
Thank you, James. That's been really informative. And I know there is a wealth of information available for contractors to view on the RSG website, including background information to the review about the RSG itself and its members, the design principles, a timeline, events news and other news that contractors can access by simply visiting the website at www.pharmacy-review.org.uk. We hope everyone that you found this podcast useful. Please do send us any feedback or any questions at review@pharmacy-review.org. The website address, the email address is also on our website. And the RSG is committed to highlighting its work through as many communications channels as possible. And we will continue to do this over the next few weeks and months. Thank you, everyone, for listening.